Well, welcome back to segment two of program number 11 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody, your host for the this and the three segments that will follow it. And we're discussing right now pretty much the battle between male and female that's existing in our culture, and the fact that men have become feminized and women have become androgynized, and the world ain't working very well. And I pointed that out in my interaction with a certain congresswoman that is now in Congress, and it just ain't like how Congress used to be. That's all. There's too many Olivias and too many cats in Congress. Anyway, Revelation chapter 17, at verse 10, I said it identifies five kingdoms that have been, one that was at the time of the writing, Rome, one yet to come, and then the eighth kingdom, which is of the other seven, is Satan's kingdom. And that is really what I believe is the tribulation period that dispensational theologians adhere to. And I'm one of those who does. Not that I'm a lettered theologian, but I've studied Scripture. I've studied under some pretty good folks of all persuasions, whether they're dispensationalists. I've had some conversations with very learned Catholics and those with replacement theology, coronation theology, other things, Calvinists and Arminians. But I am dispensational in my views, can't be anything else. And I think the rest of this program, I hope, is going to help explain to you why I am that way. But right now, we're talking about the 17th chapter of Revelation and the fact that there are seven nations that are discussed, historical nations, and then an eighth, which is the consolidation of satanic power in the entire world. But there is a whore of Babylon that is identified, and she rides on the back of the beast. And so if I get into the interpretation in a few minutes, I'll be confused and you'll be confused. So I'm just going to kind of say something as if you understand it. We're going to move on. But the theologians have a unusual and well and in majority accepted explanation for what the seven hills are that that this whore of Babylon transits on the back of the beast. And I'm not going to take the traditional one. I'm going to simply say that it is the feminine witch spirit represented by the whore of Babylon riding on the back of Satan against these seven primary countries, because they're the one that's going to affect everybody else, who finally brings the world to a consensus, which is a feminized consensus, the witch spirit, the goddess spirit of Canaan rules, and really all of world order is collapsed and consolidated ostensibly under the witch spirit. But something happens in verse 16, and it happens very quickly, just as the judgment of Satan happens very, very quickly in Revelation 20. But in Revelation 17, verse 16, what does the beast do? He devours the whore of Babylon. So after she sets up all the other nations to be collapsed and to be put under demonic control, her usefulness is over, and the whore of Babylon is devoured. She is eaten alive by the beast. And what happens after that? Well, that's when that eighth kingdom is set up, and it ain't going to be a woman's paradise. It's not going to be a man's paradise either. It's going to be absolute hegemony, satanic control, and there ain't going to be choice one or choice two. It's going to be take the mark and live, or life's going to be even more miserable than it is going to be for everybody else. What's the point, Woody? The point is the witch era, when masculine nature, when masculinity ceases giving direction to the culture, and the androgynous witch spirit begins to take over. Can you say Hillary Clinton? Can you say Nancy Pelosi? Can you say Maxine Waters? Can you say all these other loud, abrasive women that act like sumo wrestlers when these women are in control as they are in America today? That's the Democrat Party. Then nothing works. Babies get killed in the utero, in the uterus. Babies are children, are allowed somehow to be marketed for sex trafficking. A very sensual spirit descends. But one day, that whole sensual spirit that always destroys every culture in history, that is, I'm saying, when the feminine spirit rules, it's a sensual spirit. The culture dies, essential masculinity is not present, and some other very strong, powerful, masculine, primitive group, like the Visigoths in the 5th century against Rome, take over. And we start the cycle all over again, going from highly masculine and pretty primitive in the beginning to being, well, beautiful and civilized and ordered and dying in that final highly feminized or Caesar phase that Arnold Toynbee called it. But the Bible says, five have been, one is now at the time of the writing, one is yet to come, and then Satan. I hold this, and I'm not gonna develop this point much at all. But I hold this point. We must understand that America is very probably that nation defined in Scripture in Revelation chapter 17, 10. And it will one day go away. The satanic kingdom will be set up. And I hold that it's a correct interpretation to say that America, which is, according to President Kennedy, a nation of immigrants, we're the ones that have returned Israel to the promised land. We fit the model of that seventh kingdom that will be destroyed by the witch. And I think we have been. Isn't that something worth giving some thought to as we watch men back up, as we see men being attacked openly by the feminists as bad guys, as those who are threats to the culture, the great white terrorist lurking in the woods, according to our FBI and our Department of Justice? We're about to be eaten alive by Satan when this feminine era, this feminized witch spirit era, finally runs its course at the end of the seventh country, or America. And Satan sets up a kingdom that will be unlike anything ever before in human history for misery. It's only going to last 7 years. We're going to talk a little more about this on the backside in less obscure terms. I hope you'll join us for segment 3.